So the topic I want to talk about now, we're talking about time issues. So it's not exactly when to lie, but how long the Neiros have to last for. So luck is that the Neiros have to last for 30 minutes, after Tzetzer Kochavim. So if a person is lighting by Tzetzer Kochavim, so he would, the luck is that there has to be, at the moment when you light the Neir, there has to be enough fuel to last for that amount of time. You cannot rely on adding fuel later on, adding oil later on. You have to have that amount of fuel there in the candle when you light. So if you're going to be lighting a Tzetzer Kochavim, there must be enough oil there to last 30 minutes. If you're lighting earlier, there must be enough oil there to last till Tzetzer Kochavim and beyond, another till 30 minutes beyond that. So in Erev Shabbos, when we're saying that a person is lighting much earlier, he's lighting when it's still daylight, it's still daytime, after Plag and Mincha, so sometime after 3:50, he's going to be lighting the Neiros. He might be lighting the Neiros at 4 o'clock. It has to last all the way till Tzetzer Kochavim, plus beyond that, another 30 minutes. So many menorahs, the amount of oil which it can hold is very small, and that's not enough. So a person should have at least one of the containers of oil, or alternatively a candle, which is a larger candle, which can last that amount of time. Many of the Hanukkah candles which are available are made to last 30 minutes. So that's relevant if you're lighting by Tzetzer Kochavim during the week, but you cannot use such candles on Erev Shabbos. Now there is a preference in halakha that you should not differentiate between the different Neiros. So this year Shabbos is day 7, so you can be lighting 7 Neiros. You don't want to have one of them as this long Shabbos, white Shabbos candle that'll last long enough, and other ones are smaller candles or are oil. It's preferable that everything should be the same, otherwise it's not clear what the number is, because there's different sizes, heights, etc. You want to make them, they should be uniform. Preferably they should be uniform. So if you're going to do that for Erev Shabbos and your oil ones are not large enough, or you're switching the candles, you really should switch the candles for all of them. We'll talk about later on the preference between oil and candles. So that's how long it has to last. Another example of this issue is, let's say, a situation where a person cannot light regular Neiros. So a person is going to be using the only place he's in a hospital. So they won't allow him to light an open flame. They allow him to use electric. So electric is questionable, and we don't make a bruch on electric. But if he has no other choice, he should at least do that. Rosh Hashanah Zatzal says in that situation, he should use a battery-powered electric menorah. I'm assuming you can find such a thing, because you said you have to have the fuel there. So if you're relying on the regular one, which is plugged, AC plugged into the wall, you don't have the fuel here. You don't have the fuel. It's going to be coming later on. Some places will be sending you fuel, but you have to have enough fuel there to light so that it should last a period of time. So if I have it's a battery powered one. So I have the battery which will generate the fuel, generate the electricity right there at that time. So he says you should do so. One last point, there's an interesting diak on the Rambam. The Rambam says it should last a half an hour or more. So the question is, what is this or more? The more says the calculation of Tikkun Minashuk, which you understand means a half an hour. What's the or more? So the Brisker Rav explained that the Rambam was saying the point of the more was that the times they didn't have street lights. So even after Tzetzer Kochavim, there was a little bit of light left in the sky. People would continue to be outside for a period of time, and eventually the people would leave the streets. So Chazal made the calculation of the amount of time necessary to be able to publicize the nes to people in the street. Eventually that dies down. The Rambam is saying that if you're living in a scenario where people will stay in the street longer, you actually have to make the neighbors that they should be able to last till that period of time. So I live on a side street, and the traffic ends very quickly after the Tzetzer Kochavim, right? So I have to have enough oil to last for that half an hour. I live on a main thoroughfare where there's traffic till 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. So according to the Brisker Rav's understanding of the Rambam, you would have to put enough oil there. You'd have to have a container which is large enough and put enough oil to last all the way till that time to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's a chiddush, it's a chumrah of the Brisker Rav, and he was actually his machra on that. But the interesting point I did to point out, it also would create a kula, according to him, that we have an issue of lighting outside later on. If you're living on a main thoroughfare and you're lighting over there, so you have a right to, you clearly have a right to light much later on because there's still regal in the shuk. according to his thought process. It's not based on the Gemara's calculation. It's based on what's nowadays. So that would be true. That is a chumrah of the Mishkan Rav in general that has not been accepted, but it's a nice idea to do. Have a good morning. Have a good job.